friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man walks two little girls up to church, and mom saves them when one silently asks for help. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A little girl silently asks for help at a church in Florida, mouthing the words, "Please help me, this is not my dad." A hero mom saw the girl's desperate plea and immediately jumped into action, saving two children from an attempted abduction. When two young ladies, both under the age of 12, left a restaurant together, a strange man began following them. The man claimed he was going to supervise their walk home, but he was clearly up to no good. He did not know these children, and these children definitely did not know him, Jessica Lang of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office later explained. Thankfully, the two kids knew just where to go when they needed help. Church. The two girls had their bikes with them. They hopped on and rode to a nearby church in an attempt to escape the man. Though the strange man pursued them and even hit one of the girls repeatedly in the head, the kids made it to the church. "I saw two children on their bicycles and a male adult behind them," said the Good Samaritan who ended up saving them. The heroic woman, a mother herself, requested her identity be kept a secret. "I don't want any recognition for this," she explained. The mom went on to say, "I don't want to be a hero. I just did what I hope anybody would do for my own kids." The mother's intuition immediately told her something was off, and one of the girls confirmed it as she secretly asked for help. "One of the little girls was mouthing to me, 'Please help me, this is not my dad,'" the mom recalled. The quick-thinking woman kept the man talking and invited him into the church until she could call the police. The authorities caught up with the man just a short way from the church and arrested him. And the little girls who asked for help are now safe and sound back at home. "Members of this church really stepped up to protect children that were not theirs," stressed Jessica of the county sheriff's office. "They saw that something was wrong, and they saved these children." Thank God this woman stepped up the moment she realized something was wrong. It's a powerful reminder for us all that if we see something, we should say something. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Philippians 2:4. Mom who lost four babies discovers she's pregnant with two sets of identical twins. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. For Ashley Ness, a mom pregnant with two sets of identical twins, the blessing is extra sweet. And that's because it comes after the heartache of losing four babies. Being blessed with the call of motherhood is a gift all moms cherish, no matter if they have one or six children. But for Ashley Ness, it's a gift God not only doubled, but multiplied into four new little blessings. Ashley recounts the heartache she experienced in becoming a mom in the first place. Before she had her only child, Chanel, Ashley had said goodbye to two children via miscarriage. Then she had Chanel. But her heart broke again when she experienced the miscarriage of two more babies. Ashley was thankful to have her daughter and assumed she wouldn't have any more children, except maybe by adopting her boyfriend's kids after they got married. She was happy to be a mom to his three children, and she figured four kids was plenty. So when Ashley went in for a routine appointment, she never expected to learn she was pregnant. She was in shock, but excited to be adding another child to their home. But God had more miracles in store for her. Ashley found out she was pregnant with two sets of identical twins. She is carrying a set of twin boys and a set of twin girls. Do you know what the chances of that are? 1 in 70 million. When Ashley learned the news, her thoughts immediately went to the four babies she mourned and said, "They all came back to me." Her rainbow babies hold so many promises and blessings. She can't wait to hold these precious miracles in her arms this fall. It's been amazing. The beginning was very rough, but now I feel great, she said. And now, she, her boyfriend, and the kids are anticipating the big day. I'm technically due October 18th, but I will have them between August 9th to the 23rd, said Ashley. In the meantime, her family is in the process of building an addition on their home to accommodate the new family members that are arriving this fall as they double their family size to a party of 10. No matter the heartache we journey through, God has a way of restoring and multiplying His love, gifts, and blessings. Can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? Isaiah 49:15.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
There's nothing in this world that He cannot do if we truly allow His love.
We can do nothing without Him. Anything that we do apart from Him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.